The station.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants,
which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum is a program for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information. Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest.
Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! That's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX.
The business station.
Call Ron toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, chartered financial consultant Ron Birnbaum.
Ron Birnbaum.
Good morning, everybody. We have winter again, another day below freezing. That just makes me feel better when this time of year. It's below freezing. That's what winter is all about. If I wanted to be warm, I'd be in Florida. Anyway, it is Wednesday, December 16th, 2009, and we've had another day of lower stocks yesterday. But, you know, the stock market really fell for the first time in 5 days, so it's been doing pretty well over the last several months. Treasury slipped a bit after a jump in inflation. That really caused concerns yesterday that the Federal Reserve may be forced to raise interest rates. And so markets are kind of lukewarm, although they're slightly up in Europe, kind of mixed in Asia. And our futures in U.S. markets are slightly higher this morning, all awaiting news from the Fed on some guidance as to what they're going to do with interest rates. Will they talk about rate? Now, people don't expect at today's meeting that they're going to have any type of increase in interest rates. However, it's what they say that's important. Maybe some hint on when interest rates are going up, because we do know they're not going to stay at zero forever. And that is for sure. It's a question of timing, and that will have an impact on the market. So we'll hear more from the Fed later today. But yesterday, stocks extended their losses through the day late on Tuesday, after General Electric forecast that revenue and earnings would be kind of flat in 2010. Major stock indexes fell about 0.5% yesterday, and that's off their 14-month highs, and that was including the Dow Jones, which actually lost 49 points. Trading kind of subdued yesterday as the Fed policymakers gathered for their two-day meeting. And again, we'll see what happened with them a little later today, but the government said yesterday wholesale prices jumped 1.8% last month, and that's more than double the gain that most people had expected. Core inflation, which excludes the often volatile food and energy costs, even that rose 0.5%. That was the biggest increase in more than a year, and you have to think that the increase in food and energy costs was a concern for Fed officials, but food and energy are closely aligned. As energy prices go up, transportation costs rise, and that in turn will make food prices rise as well. Now, the Fed also said that industrial production rose 0.8% in November. That was the biggest gain since August, and the rise in production means that factories ran at a higher capacity, so the portion of capacity being used remains a little bit below average, but if factories start seeing demand increase, prices can rise. And the report put inflation on investors' thoughts. If prices start rising and the Fed raises rates, it could kind of choke the economy. And the Fed is expected to release that statement on the economy, you know, later this afternoon. But there, all eyes and ears will be on the Fed. Higher rates certainly would help the dollar, which rose a bit yesterday, but has fallen against other major currencies as stocks began rising back in March. It could also trip up the stock market as traders regain and realign all of their holdings. The stocks have slowed their nine-month advances in December, and the benchmark Standard & Poor's 500 index has been up 63.8% from its 12-year low on March 9th. And that was because that the economy appears to be stabilizing. In the middle of early March, we had ultra lows. Everything was on sale, folks. Everything was priced for a depression that we're not having. And that's what the big gain since has just been, investors realizing that the world is not ending. We're still quite a bit lower than what we were in October of 2007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is some 4,000 points below what it was, more than 4,000 points below. And it's at 10,452 now, and it was certainly with, we're going to have a big jump as unemployment falls. And if we're still in the 10% range, and it could get worse before it gets better. When that happens, when it does month after month improve, and we're down to well below 10%, we're going to see the stock market certainly react positively there. But big money supply out there, there's credit problems, and with unemployment, it's kind of hard for the market to really be on a real boom indefinitely. So yesterday in trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 0.47 of 1%, or 47 basis points, to close at 10,452. NASDAQ was down 0.5% even yesterday at 2201. The Standard & Poor's 500 staying above that index's magic figure of 1,100. It's 1,107, almost 1,108, after losing 0.55 of a percent, or 55 basis points yesterday. The Russell 2000 index down 57 basis points to 606.31. And the Dow Jones Total Stock Market Index, which is pretty much a average of all those indexes that I just mentioned, down 48 basis points to close at 11,385. In world trading today, we see most Asian markets were down. However, Chinese Shanghai Index down 41 basis points. Hong Kong down 93 basis points. We see Japan's Nikkei average up almost 1% today. And South Korea's index down slightly, just 0.1 or 10 basis points. And Taiwan down 72 basis points trading today. Europe, however, figures are a bit better, with the French markets up 79 basis points, Germany up 1.14%. We have Russia up 3.34%, and the United Kingdom's FTSE 100 up 29 basis points today. So pretty good figures in Europe as they await the Fed, and the whole world awaits the Fed as well. The futures trading has our indexes all up today. Dow Jones index up 44 points, Standard & Poor's 500 index up 6.1, and the NASDAQ 100 up 13 points in futures trading this morning. In commodities, we see a bit of a rebound across the board, with crude oil up to $71.33, up 64 cents. Natural gas up to $5.55, and gold up $10.80 to $1,133.33 an ounce. All right, I'll be right back with my guest, the president of OwnYourMoney.com, Belinda Fuchs, in just a moment. Give us a call at 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum.
You're listening to The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.